With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You won't have to wait long on Saturday after you wake up to watch the Tigers play. 23rd-ranked University of Memphis going to be on the road against Temple at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Memphis 5-0, Temple 4-1. Tigers are a 5.5-point favorite. You're going to be able to watch it on ESPN2. And the color analyst on that game is a former Texas Longhorn turned into a ESPN broadcasting star, Samad Brooks, who joins me now.
I don't know about all that, man. Every time you say that, I still wonder if it's just my resume that you're reading off, man. I still feel so incredibly blessed to have been a part of college football, man, and I appreciate you guys reaching out and allowing me to grace your airwaves, my man.
No, you're really nice to be here. Let's talk a little bit about the game. Temple is 4-1, got wins over Maryland, Georgia Tech. Lone loss came to Buffalo. This is a game Memphis is supposed to win, but the Tigers are only 5.5-point favorites on the road. For Memphis fans who are listening right now, who haven't seen Temple, what is Memphis up against in this game against Temple?
Well, I tell you what, it's the best defense that Memphis has faced, hands down. And I think, I've got such a great deal of respect for Mike Norvell and his coaching staff and offensively what they do to you as a defense. And I'll just be very frank with you people there in Memphis. I'm still shocked that Mike Norvell is still in Memphis. 2 years ago when I had them on the road at Temple, when Paxton Lynch, or I believe it was whenever it was Paxton Lynch's last year, I just thought to myself, just watching the scheme, watching the way he operates, the way he teaches his offense, it's next level. That being said, you see the way that Brady is operating in this system right now, and it's very easy for you to see why, in my opinion, he's one of the best in the country in terms of his efficiency, his accuracy, his completion percentage, his quarterback rating. I mean, the guy is playing at a very high level, and when I watch him, the development from last season to this season is a direct reflection of the coaching staff. Now, that being said, the reason why Temple is such a good team is because they're a sound, disciplined defense. They don't make mistakes. And when I say they're scheme sound, they're savvy players, so there's not a lot of duping them with play action and stuff like that, and they execute their defensive responsibilities, right? They also are a tough tackling group. Now, you're not going to see guys miss in space. That's what they do. They wrap up, they run to the football, and they're very, very, very disruptive and violent at the point of attack. But they also are a team that they're master of effort. You know, and as a football player, that is where I made my money. I was a smart guy, and I tried to be in the right place, but no one on that football field was going to out-hustle me. And this team, they all had that chip on their shoulder. And so I think, though Memphis has some very, very talented offensive players, I can't wait to watch, obviously, Gainwell. But the reality of it is this is a defense that's not going to be scared. They're not going to be intimidated. And all you got to do is turn on the film of that Maryland game when they were averaging 70 points a game, and Temple totally destroyed them offensively.
I'm glad you bring up Brady White. He, of course, is the Memphis quarterback. 13-6 as a starter through two seasons, dating back to last season. 5-0 this season. He's got the sixth best quarterback rating in the entire country.
Yep.
Like, the guys in front of him are people like Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. And yet, he isn't, and this perhaps is more of a thing locally than it is nationally, he's not the most popular quarterback all the time because he's more of a game manager than a guy who's just going to fling it all around the field, the way Paxton Lynch used to do once upon a time. When you watch Brady White, what do you see when you see him?
Well, I see a guy who hasn't reached his full maturity, right? I mean, we're talking about a puppy who's still, you know, a big dog who still, you know, doesn't even realize that he's a Great Dane yet. And last year, I was watching film, and my crew kind of asked me, you know, my play-by-play guy and our field analyst at the time, Roddy Jones and Anish Shroff, I said, hey, man, I didn't call the game last year with my crew, but I said, hey, I like this kid. And they were kind of like, whatever, man, what are you talking about? And I said, there's a level of grace and instincts that I see with him that he just is, he's still climbing to get there. Now, here's what I think. I think in a game like this, this is where you become a household name. You know, if you win this game, you go on the road, you go to the link, and you take it right to him, and not just manage the game, but you win the game, and you make those key and critical conversions when necessary on third down. You scramble when they don't give you anything over the top. You're checking down at the appropriate time, and when you do take your chances, you fire off. This is where you become a legend locally and nationally. And so I think this is the type of game. I just don't think he's been there yet. I don't think he's been ripe for success. But right now, I think it's his time. I'm looking forward to watching him perform because it's going to be interesting. If I had to choose between these two quarterbacks on both sides, I don't even question who I'm taking. I'm going with Brady White, and I'm going with Brady White because of the way he protects the football, the way he throws the ball downfield, and I think right now with the decisions he's making. So this could be his time on Saturday to really prove everybody nationally on a national stage that he's here to stay.
I'm talking to Ahmad Brooks. He's going to be on the call Saturday, 11 a.m. Central kick on ESPN2, Memphis Temple. That's going to be from Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia. You mentioned Kenneth Gainwell earlier. Memphis obviously loses Daryl Henderson. They lose Tony Pollard. And now they got another guy who's averaging 8.2 yards per carry. What makes Kenneth Gainwell so dangerous?
Oh, my goodness. Man, I tell you what, I literally just got goosebumps. You know, it's as a football player, it's always interesting when you walk out on a field and you see a dude. You know, a dude that you're just like, okay, he's different. And I was in love with Henderson last year. I mean, he was one of my favorite backs. I actually had him in my top five for the Heisman throughout the year up to about midseason. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of this offense, the way they use their backs. And I was at the beginning of the season, there's no way this team is going to be as strong. But when I watched this kid, there is a level of game-breaking, playmaking, game-deciding decisions and abilities that are out of this world. Let's start with his patience. I mean, this is a kid who, you know, he's not going to rush any plays. You're not going to see him ever go too fast, be ahead of his blocking scheme. He doesn't do that. He's also got great vision. So he sees the field well, and now he sees those rushing lanes. He made that cutback like he did last week on that game-selling touchdown. That was a phenomenal run. And then the second part of that is the speed, right? And it's one thing to be fast. It's another thing to hit the hole and go through the hole fast, right? We can go get a bunch of track guys that can run all day long, 40 times fast. But can they hit the hole fast and go through the hole fast? He hits the hole fast with great explosivity, and in addition to that, with power. This kid is hard to tackle, and he's fast. And I haven't seen anybody all season long catch him from behind. So his top end, his breakaway speed, these are elite qualities. And these aren't things that you can coach. These aren't things that you teach. You're either born with them or you're not. And for Kenneth Gainwell, this kid has a wealth of abilities and knowledge and a sense for the game and a feel that I haven't seen in a long time out of a freshman. I would put him, as far as watching him, and I've seen Rondale Moore in up close and personal. Rondale Moore surprised me the exact same way last year. I think this kid is a superstar. I don't think he's just an American player. I don't think he's going to be a freshman All-American. I think he is the offensive player of the year if he continues at this pace and does exactly what I feel like he can do. And that's what makes this team so dangerous, because you still don't know enough about him, but when you evaluate him as a coach, you're thinking, oh, boy, how are we going to stop this kid? Gainwell, he's the real deal.
Wrapping up here with Ahmad Brooks from ESPN. He's going to be in the booth on Saturday, Memphis Temple. That's going to be on ESPN2, kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. Central. Ahmad, I couldn't help but notice another game kicking off at 11 a.m. Central. It is Oklahoma, Texas, down at the Cotton Bowl. That, of course, is your alma mater. How do you keep an eye on both games? Because I know you're going to want to.
I don't. Now, the cool part is I have you know, my crew. They, you know, they bust my chops, and they know, you know, on Saturday, man, I'll be wired up. You know, it's just one of those games that as a football player and just as a sports fan, man, I feel so blessed to have played in that game, played well in that game, and won that game a few times and know what it feels like. And it'll be hard not to follow it. And so my crew, normally, they'll, you know, my my on-site producer, he'll normally, write down the score and put it in front of me. I'm like, no, don't show me. I want to get back to where I can either cry or scream extremely loud for your alma mater, man. As you guys know, that's one of those games that it's on a national stage, and it's good for us. We stunk it up for a while, man. I mean, we were putting stinkers out there, and we stunk. And so now for this to be a competitive matchup again with two teams that are competing for a college football playoff spot, I'm really excited, and I hope my Horns come away with a victory. If they don't, I've still got hope that they can do what Oklahoma did last year, which is lose this game, still come back and beat them at the end of the year when it matters most.
That is Ahmad Brooks, the former Texas Longhorn, now ESPN analyst. He's going to be on the Memphis Temple call. That kickoff is at 11 a.m. Central on ESPN2 on Saturday. Thanks so much for being here, man. I appreciate your time.
Gary, thank you, and y'all have a good one in Memphis.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Brooks, former Texas Longhorn, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, so he'll be on Memphis Temple call. That's 11 o'clock on ESPN2. And then you've got kicking off at 11 o'clock as well, Texas against Oklahoma. That is the Red River Shootout. And it's going to be on Fox, where Oklahoma is a 10.5-point favorite. The game's going to be played at the Cotton Bowl down in Dallas. I've been to that once. It's a tremendous, like, bucket list sporting event because, it's right in the middle of the Texas State Fair.
Right.
So, like, for people who can remember what it was like to walk into the fairgrounds when you had the fair there and Liberty Land there, mm-hmm. and then you'd have a Memphis football game going, like, you have to walk through the fair to get to the Cotton Bowl. And then the stadium's just cut basically right down the middle. Oklahoma fans take up this amount. Texas fans take up the other amount. And it's a really unique experience. Like, just sort of the walk-in is different than your normal walk into a college football stadium. You're not on a campus. And not only are you not on a campus, you're not even like at a traditional neutral site place. You're in the middle of a fair. Like, there's a Ferris wheel and roller coasters and every sort of fried, ridiculous food you can think of. And so it's a neat experience. Like, if you're ever trying to look for, a different type of sporting event that, if you have the means to do it, everybody should try to do it once. That Texas-Oklahoma football game that's played annually down in Dallas is just terrific. And this one should be as well. You got two teams, both ranked in the top 15. Kickoff for that one, 11 a.m. Central. It'll be opposite Memphis Temple. Big thanks to Ahmad Brooks. We'll be back. Dinner to go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.